Hello and welcome to X Today. My name is Charlie and today I'm delighted to be joined by James Marscheider, Chief Commercial Officer at EvaluAgent. James, thanks very much for joining me. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you, Charlie. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a great discussion when we have these conversations. And I'm very excited today to hear your thoughts on the changing contact center channel mix. And from our pre-call conversations, I remember very interestingly that you stated that you believe the very common thought amongst contact center leaders of often, I need to invest more in digital to meet customer demand, is a myth. And I did want to dig a little bit deeper onto this. So why do you think that common thought is a myth?
It's interesting because in isolation, doing that on its own, that's the complete myth. Hmm. You've got to look at the whole mix is our belief. And digital plays a part, but the power of speaking to somebody will never, ever be anything other than the gold standard of what good customer service through the contact center looks like. And so that's the kind of the myth busting that we want to do, is that you can use digital to replace the voice of your agents and your team, and you can't, is where we're at.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's interesting, isn't it, that chatbots, web chat, kind of even using, you know, X or Twitter, whatever it's called these days, as the customer service channel, don't get me wrong, has a place, but how many times have we all got frustrated with the digital options in front of us and we just are trying to find the right IVR combo to speak to a human being? We talk to customers all the time, and actually customers of ours clearly are embracing voice because that's one of the reasons they're working with us. It's when we're out at an expo or an industry event or whatever it might be, or talking to prospects, and they're not thinking about voice as a really powerful channel. For us, it's like opportunity knocks for you guys, because if you can actually just re-embrace what voice can give your customer service offering, you'll actually be in a much more powerful position with your customers than you perhaps thinking about.
Yeah. And I think it's very interesting to kind of, you know, think back along that I need to invest more in digital to meet customer demand. Where do you think that myth almost comes from?
If I may be so bold, it's because I think there's the perception that it's cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's the primary driver. I think a lot of times organizations dress it up as we're investing in modern technology and optimizing and all that kind of stuff. I think the reality is that human beings come with cost and emotions, and not everyone's ready, willing, and able to manage that, frankly. We kind of saw it with that trend not so long ago about outsourcing and offshoring. Hmm. When the reality is they always knew that the power of voice was right and the power of the human being was right. Not everyone got it wrong, but kind of the trying to find ways to do it cheaper was wrong. They should have been trying to find ways to do it better. And I think that's what we're starting to see, this trend towards digital channels. In isolation, it's never going to be the right thing. They need to be part of the broader mix.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting as well, because I do remember, especially about 5 or 6 years ago, there was a big rumor that a live chat was much cheaper than the phone call. And I remember looking at some research saying that that wasn't the case at all, really, and that when you add live chats, of course, agents can take more at a time, but once you give them more and more, the kind of the average handle time goes up. And there was other reasons for that. So I think there's kind of a myth in itself within there, which is very interesting. But with such myths so prevalent, do you think that it is leaving current voice experiences almost in the dark?
Yes, I do. I think there's, you know, technologies out there around kind of with call deflection, or, you know, trying to automate the phone call itself so that you still don't get through to an agent. I think, again, there's some brilliant tools out there that do that. But at the same time, the other side of that coin is it's devaluing the two-way conversation that voice should be offering. Mm. I'll give you a great example, because it happened to me yesterday. I got a piece of direct mail through the post from a well-known kind of, you know, food delivery, ready meal, whatever you want to call it. I'm trying not to name names here. Can you tell? but with a code to reactivate my account and get some discounts. And I was like, great, right, that's, you know, that's enough of a discount for me to start doing this again. Went onto my online account, code doesn't work. There's none of the digital options there were remotely helpful to me. You know, I was trying to get on with an agent, there was none available. The built-in, you know, AI-powered chatbot, which had no AI in it whatsoever, couldn't answer the question. I had to Google the phone number. Phone number came up. Within 5 minutes of being on the phone to an agent, I was sorted.
Hmm.
Now, if I'd not been able to talk to the agent, I wouldn't have reactivated my account.
Yeah.
What's going on there? You know, you're actively removing any option or easy option for me to talk to someone. And yet after half an hour of messing around with your digital channels, 5 minutes on the phone fixed my problem. Yeah. Multiply that by however many people got that same piece of direct mail. You know, just crazy.
Yeah, that is really quite something. And it does make me think, I saw some research from Gartner a few weeks ago that's saying by 2028, I think it was, they believe that the EU will mandate the right to talk to a human in customer service, which actually makes all of this, the conversation today, so much more relevant if regulations like that do come through. But you know, you mentioned chatbots there, and there's a lot of investment going into those technologies. But kind of given what you said, do you think that the investment kind of deserves to go there, and where else should contact centers invest kind of within the customer service experience?
I think chatbots, and we work with some great partners who offer that kind of capability. But, you know, I guess, and I'm going to say it, but the fact that they also work with us shows us that they're building their chatbot as part of a broader kind of channel comm strategy for their customers.
Hmm.
Chatbots will continue to get smarter as AI becomes more accessible and more just useful. But until then, I'm sure there will be a pivot point in the not too distant future where Gen AI is truly trustworthy enough that you will allow it to make decisions for you. As a human being, am I ready for a computer to tell me yes or no? You know, not based on hard baked in logic, which is what most chatbots are. If you ask this, present these options as answers. You know, that's not AI. What we're not ready for, and I think this is where Gartner would probably come in from, is as a bunch of human beings, will we ever be fully comfortable with AI or the computers telling us yes or no and making decisions for us? Because until that's the point, you need human beings. And so those tools should be used to help those human beings, not replace them.
Yeah.
I can fully embrace the argument that instead of hiring more people, let's use that budget to invest in technology and training and agent engagement to make them better. That all day long, it should never be about replacing them. And I think, again, it's the cost of a salary of a human. What about the cost of service being not as good as it should be? Mm-hmm. And it's until you get your mindset shift over to that one rather than the cost of the human, you're always going to fail.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really interesting seeing there's been a lot of news stories around some of the brands that are trying to kind of shift away from humans, and they have chatbots autonomously using customer knowledge to answer queries which they haven't been trained for as well. And we saw it with New York City quite recently getting into some trouble for doing that, for not properly checking the quality of the knowledge and not having that human in the loop to kind of ensure that the knowledge based content and the databases that are fueling these technologies are really up to scratch. I think that's where a technology like a value agent, I guess, comes in very handy as well.
It's why quality assurance exists, but you know, it's the shift to you should be quality managing and quality controlling your chatbot interactions. You know, if you are replacing an agent with a chatbot to have that conversation with the customer, you should still be absolutely quality assuring it.
Mm.
You know, if you're not, I think you're being quite negligent in your duty to customers, frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, there's lots more that we could definitely talk about here, but I know soon you'll be running a masterclass on why CX can't hang up on the voice channel. I don't know if you maybe like to close off by just kind of telling our viewers what they can maybe expect from the session and how they can maybe sign up.
Yeah, so again, part of the conversation we've just had, it is the voice, the power of voice, the channel is not going away. Our research indicates it's going to be more prevalent than ever in the next few years. I'm now going to steal your point about Gartner potentially saying it's going to be mandated. So you've got to look at this stuff and look at it pragmatically, but strategically, how important voice is in your mix of how you engage with your customers, how accessible it is, and what you can learn from it. I think the other thing that we see when we look at our customers is people are much more open with their thoughts, their opinions, their feelings in a phone conversation than they ever will be writing an email or having a quick chatbot. So you're going to be missing out on a whole really rich source of insight by closing out the voice channel. So again, we're going to talk a little bit about that and give a couple of examples of where we've worked with some organizations to kind of really reveal what customers are actually thinking when they've called in as opposed to messaged or emailed. One of my favorite anecdotes is probably a made up percentage, so I won't use it, but how many times have all of us sent an email, waited 5 minutes, then called up and said, did you get my email? And it's because that urgency of the message, once we've sent it via an email or a chat, is out of our control. We are a slave to the response from the other side. If I've got you on a phone, I can keep asking. So it's these little kind of insights and just triggers of, might even be small percentages of improvement, but if you magnify that across every interaction you have, you can make a big, big difference into the service that you offer. And actually, it's about giving the agents all the tools to feel like they're doing a really good job as well. Yeah. They can do that much better with the power of their voice than anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure it's going to be a really good session. What I'll do for everybody watching too is I'll put a link in to the description box below, so you can easily sign up there. But I think that's a great place to end today's chat. It's always a great conversation. So thanks very much.
Yeah, great to see you again, Charlie. And follow us on the socials and all that good stuff. You'll find some links to it, I'm sure, there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, thanks. Thanks once again, James. And also thanks to everybody for watching.
Thank you all. Bye now.